Last week we learned that the Lord wants and desires us to be grateful people. He wants us to have an orientation to life of gratefulness. He wants to see this gratitude demonstrated in our lives toward Him and to others that have blessed us and given some goodness or kindness to our lives. In Psalm 116, verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" A very good question. And there were many answers to the question within the psalm, but I wanted to specifically look at verse 17, where it says, "I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord." I like how the New Living Translation translates Psalm 116:12. It says, "What can I offer the Lord for all He has done for me?" Not a big difference, but just a different way of looking at that verse. The Lord does not want us to forget Him. It is very clear in the Bible that when we forget the Lord, we end up doing things that do not please the Lord. He does not want us to forget Him and His benefits that He has blessed us with. And it's so easy for us to forget, as we learned last week. We take things for granted, and we become familiar with life and all the blessings that we have from God and from people that God puts in our path. In Psalm 168:19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." What a verse that is. He daily loads us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. Our busy way of life, how many live the busy way of life, can distract us from many priorities that we have, we're supposed to have in life. We are to labor as Christians to keep our priorities straight, because life is busy, no question about it, but priorities can get out of order in the busyness of life, and we can forget to take time out from our schedule and reflect upon all that we've received, all the many good things in life that we are already in possession of. So many good things we have already. Gratitude requires taking time out to reflect on one's blessings. Forgetfulness and ingratitude, they go together. Always remember that. To forget reveals that a person is ungrateful, that he has ingratitude in his life. George Simmel, a prominent 20th century Swiss sociologist, referred to gratitude as the moral memory of mankind. He said it's the moral memory of mankind. That's what he says about gratitude, a very good statement. The Apostle Paul told us, and we saw this last week, that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, there is going to be, in the last days, this ingratitude sin, this ungrateful sin. It is something that's going to be a monster in the lives of people in the last days. Understand this, he said, that in the last days, difficult times will come, perilous times, as the King James says, and people will be lovers of themselves. And boy, we see that today. People are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. We can define ingratitude as forgetfulness of or poor return for kindness received. It is the exact opposite of being thankful and grateful. Ingratitude can also be defined as not appreciating, not valuing what you have or what you have already in your possession, what you have already received from people. The main reason why so many people today have so much, they have plenty of things in their life. Plenty in regards of wealth. Plenty in regards to luxuries. And the reason they're so messed up mentally, really messed up mentally, is, and very unhappy, generally unhappy. We said that the most developed nations today, they're the leaders in suicide. They are the leaders in people that have psychological problems and the psychiatric industry, because it's an industry. The psychiatric industry, which is one with the pharmaceutical companies, they are alive and well in these developed countries. And they are making money like you would not believe. Probably right underneath the porn industry. I don't know if there's a connection there, but I won't go there. But the reason that these people are so messed up is in one word, ingratitude. Ingratitude. They focus on what they don't have. when you start focusing on what you don't have, you will become an ungrateful person. And you know what ungratefulness comes into your life? And you know what you're going to be? You're going to be a very unhappy person. A very depressed person. Paul said they are lovers of their own selves, are lovers of themselves. They think that everyone owes them something. They have the attitude of entitlement. It's my right to have more and more, never looking, never being thankful for what they already have. We also said that gratitude is not silent. Gratitude is not silent. It is expressed and shared with others. We are reminded that gratitude is incomplete until it's manifested in an outward action. If someone has given you goodness, we return gratitude toward them by thanking them, by telling them. It's not a mental operation that goes on my head and says, well, of course they know I am grateful. No, that's not gratefulness. If you are thankful and grateful for something in your life that someone has brought into your life, a blessing has been brought into your life, then you express it to someone. You share it with someone. It is others-oriented, okay? Remember that about gratitude. It's others-directed. It's unexpressed gratitude is ingratitude. Unexpressed gratitude is ingratitude. We cannot show gratitude without sharing it with someone. So very simply stated, gratitude is the awareness and acknowledgement of goodness in one's life. The awareness and acknowledgement of goodness in one's life. Awareness of gratitude must come through thinking. Through thinking, contemplating, reflecting. Always remember, thanking. Thanking belongs to the realm of thinking. Thanking belongs to the realm of thinking. As one philosopher said, thinking is thanking. Okay? Thinking is thanking. In fact, gratefulness is a knowing awareness that we are the receivers of goodness. In order to be grateful, I must know that I have received some goodness from someone in order to return to them my gratitude. So I have to know. Knowledge is very important. Alertness, awareness, contemplation, reflection is very important when we come to gratitude. To be grateful towards someone or something means I must take time out to reflect on some goodness that I've received in my life, and then can we give thanks to those who deserve it. We also said that very important point when it comes to gratitude is gratitude. Gratitude is a choice. It is a choice. And as this writer said, I think I have this on your notes, to say we feel grateful is not to say that everything in our lives is necessarily great. It means we choose, there's the word, we choose to be aware of our blessings instead of our misfortunes. Okay? That is what gratefulness is all about. I can choose to have a grateful orientation to life. And that is why the writers of the Bible command. It's a moral command to be grateful, to give thanks, to be thankful. 1 Chronicles 16:8, the writer says, give thanks unto the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 140, verse 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. And then Paul, the apostle, said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. Did you hear that this morning? It is the will of God. It is the will of God for us this morning as Christian people to have a grateful orientation to life. It is the will of God. And since gratitude is a choice, that tells us something very important about gratitude. No matter what situation I find myself in, I can still be thankful. I can still express gratitude if I'm willing to see the good that was bestowed upon me. We can choose to find something good in any situation, no matter how tragic, no matter how painful. Being thankful does not depend upon objective life circumstances. It does not depend upon my health. It does not depend upon my wealth. And it does not depend upon my beauty to be thankful, to have gratitude. Does it really make a difference, though? That's the question we need to ask this morning. Does it really make a difference in our lives if we have a grateful focus, a grateful orientation to life? If so, what are the benefits of being grateful? Albert Schweitzer, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, called gratitude the secret to life. He said gratitude was the secret to life. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it is a good thing. Listen this morning. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing. There are so many benefits that come to a person who decides to choose a grateful orientation to life. So many benefits. A person who is aware and chooses to acknowledge all the sources of goodness that come into his life. Robert Emmons, as we mentioned him last week, he has studied this virtue of gratefulness for 11 years. And he has written several books on it. And he did many controlled studies and experiments proving that the grateful orientation of life has amazing benefits. And this is something that God has told us all along. This is something that the ancient philosophers that even saw that gratitude was something very important that people needed to have, and society in general needed to have the attitude of gratitude. Emmons says he took two groups of people, and in order to do an experiment, you need two different groups set before you. He took one group of people, and he gave them a journal, and he wanted them five times a day, at least five times a day, write something down in the journal that comes to your mind that you're grateful for. Something that happened to you in the day that was a blessing. Something someone did to you in kindness. Some good that happened in your life. Maybe you went out in nature and you saw the sunrise, or you saw the sunset. You saw the beautiful clouds or flowers. And you write it down in this journal. And he called it a gratitude journal. And do this for 3 weeks. And he took another group of people. And this group of people, he told them to focus on the wrongs that they have in life. The irritations, the annoyances that come in their life, the complaints. I can't find my keys today. I'm looking for my keys. It's too hot outside. All the different annoyances and irritations that come in your life, I want you to record them and write them down. He told the people that had the gratitude journals to focus their attention to mindfulness, to a mindfulness attitude of gratitude throughout their daily life. Something they previously had not ever done before, and something very new to them, something they possibly overlooked. Things that they took for granted in life. Now he says, I told them and asked them to take these things as granted. Take them as gifts, okay, and write them down, journal them down. He said there's something about writing things down and journaling. And he said, write these things down. And this went on for about a period of 3 to 4 weeks, this study. And he found out in three different areas, psychological, physical, and social or relational, that the people that were journaling in the gratitude section, they benefited over and above those that were writing down their annoyances and irritations and complaints of the day. And in all three realms. Psychologically, he says those who kept journals reported feeling better overall. They reported that their lives overall, they felt better. Many reported that their lives improved. There was more balance. There was they were easier to please. They generally felt a sense of calmness, of peace, a sense of well-being. Generally, people felt more happier when they journaled things down in their gratitude journals. They were not focusing so much on their complaints like the other side was. Okay. One study conducted in 2003 found that regular practice of gratitude increases happiness 25%. And this fact is also confirmed overwhelmingly by many experts. Happiness is a result of gratefulness. Did you hear that this morning? Happiness is a result of gratefulness or gratitude. On your paper, all happy people are grateful. Ungrateful people cannot be happy. We tend to think that being unhappy leads people to complain. But it is truer to say that complaining leads to people becoming unhappy. And that's exactly what took place in this experiment. People felt they were writing down all their complaints and all the miseries that take place throughout the day, all the problems they had, little things that annoyed them. They wrote these things down. They felt miserable by the end of the day by recording all these things. Have you ever known a happy person who wasn't a grateful person? Have you ever known a grateful person who wasn't happy? Emmons said, One of the reasons gratitude makes us happier is that it forces us to abandon a belief that may accompany severe depression. That the world is devoid of goodness, love, and kindness, and contains nothing but randomness and cruelty. I don't know if you ever noticed this before, but when you start complaining and crying all the time about spilled milk in your life, have you ever noticed how unhappy you start feeling? How more down and depressed you start feeling when you start focusing on all the wrongs that happened to you, maybe in your past or in the present? You start feeling down, downcast. Also, another reason gratitude might lessen symptoms of depression is due to the fact that gratitude directs one's attention away from self to others. Research over and over again has proven that depressed people engage in self-focus. And that intensifies their gloominess. By practicing gratitude, attention is directed away from oneself and more to others and what they have given to us. Emmons said, high levels of thankfulness were associated with reduced risk for what researchers refer to as internalizing disorders. Depression, phobias, the eating disorder bulimia. He said externalizing disorders, antisocial personality, alcohol, and drug dependence. So the high levels of thankfulness did away with these so-called disorders. Reduced the risk for them, as he said. People that are focusing on gratitude and appreciation are more alert, Emmons said. They're more alert, more energetic, more enthusiastic, more attentive, a tendency to feel more loving and more forgiving. They have positive emotions in general. He says that gratitude is so closely linked to forgiveness that gratitude heals emotional scars from the past when you have gratitude in your life. Grateful people are far more optimistic about the future and see whatever circumstances that they are presently in as an opportunity for good to come into their life. And isn't that faith, right? Isn't that what faith is all about? If we are people of faith, we see everything that comes into our life as the hand of Almighty God. That's if you're walking by faith. If I don't have something in life, or I have something taken away from something from me in life, if I'm a man or woman of faith, then I understand that's the hand of God in my life. That makes a difference between us and those who don't believe, right? We have the God factor, right? He says when you show gratitude every day, it changes the way you think and gives you a better perspective on life. It helps us and gives us the ability to see the good in any situation. Isn't that true about gratitude? When we're grateful, we can look at any situation, any set of circumstances, and yet we can see good. We can find something to thank God about. People who are grateful also tend to recall positive and pleasant memories of the past rather than bad and unpleasant ones. These are all the benefits that this research has found on the benefits of gratitude. They found that gratitude as a discipline protects a person from destructive impulses like envy and resentment, greed and bitterness. When you show your gratitude every day, it changes your whole way of thinking. A powerful effect of gratitude is that it helps an individual direct his attention to the blessings they have and away from the things that they lack. Emmons said children who practice grateful thinking have more positive attitudes towards school and their families. Gratitude also gives us, those who practice it, a deep contentment, a deep satisfaction in life that I don't need anything else. Like David said, I shall not want, right? Emmons says, with all our chasing, wanting, needing, and craving, it's a wonder that we even know what satisfaction feels like. Yet in moments of gratitude, all these desires are washed away, and only a deep sense of satisfaction takes place. Everything feels right, nothing missing, nothing wanting. So true. So true. Sometimes it just takes you just to look around. Just to look around. I remember, I think I used the example last week. We pulled up to a red light right in front of New Zomedon. And I was thinking of my schedule. I was coming back from volleyball, and I was tired. And I was thinking of what I had before me to do. I was like, oh, poor me. And then I just look up, and I see this blind man crossing the street. And I think, man, here's a guy. He's blind with a stick. And he's going along, in Delhi, across the street, crossing the street blind. You know, and I'm like, I just immediately was rebuked. It says, you have no problems whatsoever. And gratitude sank in. I said, man, I don't know if I could handle that situation, you know, being blind and walking across the street like that. People who practice gratitude also reported a new outlook on life. They were able to appreciate even the smallest things and take notice of things that usually are passed over. And that life itself is a great gift. Gratitude promotes humility. Doesn't it promote humility in us when we're grateful? Because we begin to understand that we're not independent from others. That we are dependent upon the help of others. We need the generosity of others. What we achieve in life is highly based upon the blessings of others and not just what we do. Physically, what were the benefits in this study on gratitude physically? Those who practiced gratitude and gratitude journaling, they felt better physically. Okay, they felt better physically. They exercised more. Hey, if you have a problem exercising, maybe you need to have some gratitude in your life, all right? They reported sleeping better and longer. And not longer in a depressed state, but they woke up refreshed. Okay? People that sleep in depression wake up feeling lethargic, like they never slept. Okay? And they're sleeping to escape life's problems and difficulties. Fewer symptoms of aches and pains when people had gratitude physically. Okay? Reduced blood pressure was incredible. Highly noticed among the studies. Among most all his studies, he says reduced systolic blood pressure was incredibly reduced in those who practice gratitude. Gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress, Emmons says. Gratitude cancels out stress. Very important. Stress is the number one killer among people today, physically. Emmons said in his research, grateful people take better care of themselves and engage in more protective health behaviors like regular exercise and a healthy diet. Dr. Stephen Post, a physician at Case Western Medical School, in his research, he said this, just 15 minutes a day of focusing on things that you are thankful for will significantly increase your body's natural antibodies. Amazing, huh? Just 15 minutes a day of focusing on something that you are thankful for increases your body's immune system. Amazing. How about socially or relationally? Emmons reports that he found that gratitude is a relationship-strengthening emotion because it gives one a feeling of being supported by others. Gratitude strengthens relationships because it generally takes place between two people, a giver and a receiver. Right? In order to have this gratitude, there has to be an exchange. You have a giver, and then you have a receiver. And there's two people involved. So it strengthens and builds relationships. When a person shows gratitude toward a person that benefited them in some way, a positive interaction takes place between the two. It's building. It's constructive in relationships. Emmons said that in his studies, gratitude leads to an increased feelings of connectedness, improved relationships, and even altruism. Altruism is a unselfish concern for the welfare of others. Family and friends, partners, spouses, others that come in close contact with individuals report that people that practice gratitude are happier and more pleasant to be around. So if your spouse is a grump bucket, you know, one of those killjoy masters, you know, come in the house and the joy escapes and goes out the window. You can have him or her start doing a gratitude journal, you know. And maybe there will be joy and happiness. Roman philosopher Seneca said, there is no other vice which is hostile to the harmony of the human race as ingratitude. And George Simmel, as I already mentioned, said that gratitude was the moral memory of mankind. And he wrote this, if every grateful action were suddenly eliminated, society, at least as we know it, would break apart. Amazing. We need gratitude to function in relation to others. Emotions such as anger, resentment, envy, bitterness tend to undermine all happy social relations. But the virtue of gratitude is a protective firewall, a firewall of protection against the corruption of relationships that we have in these words like resentment, bitterness, envy, strife. All that stuff goes away when there's gratitude practiced among friends. Not only does gratitude build human relationship, but those who practice gratitude also felt closer to God. God's a giver, right? He gives. So when you start giving, right, you feel more like God, right? And also, when you start giving someone gratitude for someone who, to someone who gave you something, it's also a form of giving, okay? And you feel closer to God, according to research. By the way, you know what? If you're not thankful to people, don't think you're going to be thankful to God. You know, that's a joke, all right? If you're not thankful toward others, toward people, then don't live in a dream world that you're going to be thankful to God. It doesn't happen, okay? If you're thankful to people, then you will be thankful to God, that's for sure. So since gratitude elevates the enjoyment of good in one's life, it also it elevates the enjoyment and value of other people. You begin to value people more when you practice gratitude. So it strengthens the relationship. When gratitude is practiced, you become less familiar with people around you. You appreciate their value more. Being grateful, it's incredible benefits in relationships. It helps us to avoid taking our loved ones for granted. Gratitude can mean better communication all around. According to Emmons, gratitude helps people to be more sensitive to situations when they can be more helpful to others. They become more outgoing, self-sacrificing, and generous to others, less lonely and less isolated. People who are grateful have energy about them. And it attracts others. And you know what? If you're a grateful person, you show gratitude to someone who has given goodness to you, you know what? They want to give more goodness to you. But you know what? If you give to people, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation before, you give to people and they're not grateful and they don't show no gratefulness toward you, you're kind of reluctant to want to give them again, right? You would rather give to someone who's really grateful and expresses gratefulness, you know? You say, wow, I love giving to this person because I know, and not that that's your motive, but it really feels good to know that someone really, we're thankful that you paid a price or a cost to give them something and they show gratitude. How do we become more grateful? Now we looked at the benefits. Aren't they great benefits? You want those benefits in your life? I do. How do we bring this into our lives? How do we cultivate this virtue into our lives? Gratitude for a Christian is more than self-improvement. It is a virtue. It is a virtue, and not only that, we already read this morning. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. More than anything else, this is not about some self-help program. Because the self-help books that are out there that don't acknowledge God at all. Mr. Emmons is basically a self-help teacher, but I think he's a Christian. I don't know if that for sure, but it sounds like to me the way he talks, there's no way you could be talking like that about Christianity and explaining Christianity the way he does without having some kind of influence of Christianity in your life. But he's in the self-help realm, and maybe that's his ministry or whatever. But the self-help books out there today that don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as God, as Lord, they understand this. And they're communicating this gratitude issue to people. And it's helping people and benefiting people in this life when they put it to practice. But for us, it's not about just self-help and self-improvement. It's the will of God. It is the will of God. And when you stop and think about it, gratitude should be the central motive and chief virtue of the Christian life. Martin Luther called gratitude the basic Christian attitude. The basic Christian attitude. And how much, oh man, how much do we have to be thankful for as Christian people? As God's elect? As God's chosen? So much to be thankful for. Gratitude, according to one theologian, he says, it is the mother of all virtues. It is the mother of all virtues. Now, for some, gratitude will come easier than for others. And maybe that's because they were raised a certain way. They were spoiled when they were kids. Their parents spoiled them. And they never have changed when they got older. That's no excuse, by the way, if your parents spoiled you when you were a child. When you're a Christian, and you've been a Christian a while, you're going to get out of that stuff, right? Right? Understand? We're not making an excuse. But people have different backgrounds and foundations that have been laid. And some are more able in their disposition to be more grateful than others. But naturally, I think all of us lack gratitude. I think we all lack gratitude. We are surrounded every day by ingratitude. Constantly in the media, we are naturally being, we're constantly being bombarded by negativity all the time. And we're naturally bent to the negatives instead of looking to the positives of life. And this has been ingrained in all of us. Now, virtues are habits, okay? And good habits can take time to develop through a renewed consciousness or conscious effort of practice. To form a good habit in our lives, we have to start putting it to practice. Let me just be very simple and frank to you guys and to me. If we're going to start a habit or cultivate a habit, you got to start doing it. Very simple, okay? You got to start practicing. As just as the Nike ad says, just do it. Don't draw out plans and diagrams and all that stuff. Just put it into practice. Just do it. That's the start, okay? Gratitude can be hard and painful because it requires discipline in our lives. Notice what J.R. Miller says. Oh, I love this guy. We looked at him in marriage, and now he's talking about gratitude. I love, he's a Puritan writer. He nails it, man. The only way to get Thanksgiving into its true place in our lives is to have it grow into a habit. A habit is a well-worn path. If we find that we have been leaving Thanksgiving out of our lives, if we have been allowing ourselves to grumble instead of praise, if we have indulged in unhappiness instead of gladness, we should instantly set about the breaking of a new path, a Thanksgiving path. It will not be easy at first, for gloomy dispositions, when long indulged, persist in staying in our lives. But they can be conquered. And we should not pause in our effort until we have trained ourselves entirely away from everything that is cheerless and ungrateful into the ways of joy and song. Great writing. That's good stuff. That's life-changing writing right there. Puritan stuff is good stuff. For behavioral change, you can't find anything better. Now, as we made clear, as far as the Bible is concerned, a grateful orientation to life is your choice. It's your choice. Say that with me this morning. It's my choice. It's my choice. We have to stop ourselves from focusing on what we don't have. Number one, right? Stop focusing on what you don't have. If you want to be grateful, stop thinking about what you don't have. Period. Full stop. Any more things we could say at the end of that? Done. Okay? You know, it's that whole attitude of glass half-emptied attitude. It's the short end of the stick approach to life. Get rid of it. Okay? It's your choice. And everything, right, in life is your choice, right? In one sense, you are your choice, basically. Okay? You are your choice. Who you are. You choose to be who you are. Okay? Don't blame it on mommy, poppy, genes, my husband, my wife. Okay? There's no certain gene inside of you that makes you who you are. You decide who you are. And that's proven. That's absolutely proven. One writer said, instead of noticing the beauty of flowers, you can complain about watering them. Instead of being grateful for the opportunity to be alive, you can complain about how hard it is. Instead of being grateful for the sun, the rain, the snow, you can complain about how hot it is, how wet it is, how gloomy it is, and how cold it is. Instead of being grateful for your food you eat, you complain about how hard it is to cook and how expensive it is to buy. Instead of being grateful for your health, you complain about your weight. Instead of being grateful for your partner or your children, you can certainly find endless complaints about them. It is not the person or the situation, this guy says, or the event, or the past, or anything else that is causing your unhappiness. It is your choice to complain about it instead of discovering what it is and how wonderful it is and being grateful for it. In gratitude, we have to begin by taking inventory in our life. We have to take time out to look around us, to look around us, to be aware of the blessings, the goodness that we have benefited from others. Instead of spending your energy worrying, take time out to appreciate the giftedness of life. Think and call to mind all those people that have contributed positively to your life. Be aware. That's a key. Not only are you not focus on what you don't have, that's a number one key. Number two is that you are to be aware. Awareness is a key. Awareness is a key when it comes to gratitude. That is a very important start. Emmons says awareness is a precondition to gratitude. We must take notice of whatever we are to be thankful for. We cannot be thankful for something of which we are not aware of or unaware of. So when you start feeling down about life, about your wife, notice how that rhymed? Just a little humor, but not funny, all right? Don't laugh. You start feeling down about your work. Stop, take a deep breath, and just look around. Be observant and be sensitive to your surroundings. And I'm sure that you'll find at least one thing to be thankful for. And you know what? If you're very thoughtful, you might find two. If you're very observant, you might even find three things to be thankful for. Did you have a place to sleep tonight? Many people don't. Did you have three meals yesterday? Many people don't. When was the last time you lost a loved one to starvation? When was the last time you had to give up eating to make sure your children had food? Did your parents sell you as a child into the sex trade in order to provide for the family? These are realities of life. Grim realities. Thank God each day that all these terrible things are things that you did not have to endure. Do you have eyesight? Can you read the notes this morning? Many people don't. Many people don't have eyesight. Be thankful for your eyes. There is always something to be grateful about if you are willing to look around and be aware of it. Did you know if you have a car? How many have a car? Raise your hand. Okay. You are among the world's top 8% of the population. That's something to be thankful about, huh? Top 8% of the population. Thankfulness comes not by comparing ourselves to people who have more, but to people who have less. When my dad came to India, never been out of the country, never been anywhere outside the country, and he went to Calcutta and he saw people taking baths in the street for the first time like they do there. They take baths in the street. And he saw that. And he says to me, to this day, when he turns on the shower in his bathroom, he's just overwhelmed with gratitude that he is not on the street taking a bath in Calcutta, India. He says, I am so blessed. And he can say that to this day with tears in his eyes. Gratitude is about remembering. It's about remembering. The human tendency is that we forget our benefactors. We forget our benefactors. We forget to take time to count our blessings. And we forget the many ways in our lives that people have made our life easier by being kind toward us and their efforts toward us. Gratitude is the way of the heart that remembers. Remembers kindness, cherished interaction with others, compassionate actions of strangers, surprise gifts and everyday blessings. You know, I think all of us here can say that we would not be where we are today without someone else contributing to our life. It's not just about us. It's not about just what we do. But others. Whether they're good or bad. I mean, just think about it. Think about the stuff we went through down in Bombay, many of us, in that situation we had with that pastor down there who was evil and persecuted many of us for what we believed, right? And that was a bad thing. But you know what? What goodness has come out of that? Oh, we would have never met Dauphin and Prevere if we didn't come to Delhi. Some of us say, what would have happened if we would have stayed in Bombay and started a church there? But we would have never met Dauphin and Prevere. I would have never met Jude and Barb at South Extension that day. Never forget that day. You guys were coming up out of the tunnel there and I gave them track. I would have never met them. So we, even when people are bad and people are not good, they contribute. They contribute to our lives. And we can have gratitude toward those who are even bad. So it's not about just about what we do. Others have contributed. And we need to give thanks. Sometimes gratitude will come easy, but other times it will be hard. It will be like taking medicine. Doing something that is good for us and not really liking it. Gratitude will not come easy for us when things in our life do not go the way we want it to go. It's going to be hard to be grateful. It's hard to be grateful when things don't go the way we want it to go. Emmons said this, even when you're faced with huge obstacles or something tragic has happened in your life, it's important to be grateful for the lessons that come from these events, because without them, we can't learn and we can't grow. It's true. So true. In hardship and in subtractions and losses in life, it will be especially hard to be grateful and see the good. Anger, bitterness, and resentment will seem to be much easier to act on. One writer said this, and I think it's so true. Listen to what he says. Let's be blunt. Gratitude, this is on your paper, by the way. Let's be blunt. Gratitude is not for wimps. It's not for wimps. Cultivating this attitude takes work. You have to be strong to be grateful. You have to be strong to be grateful, especially when things seem to be going against you. It takes a strong-willed person to stare problems in the face and say, it's not over. Better times are ahead. I'm going to find something to be grateful for, and I'm going to hang on to it no matter what. I like that. Job is an example of this, right? I mean, everything was pulled out from Job. His circumstances did not go the way he liked them to go, right? And he took a stance of gratitude toward God that was completely independent of his circumstances. Job 2:10. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? You know, Job did not have this attitude that everyone owes me something, that God owes me something, that I'm entitled to blessings and good things from God. It's shallow, shallow life. Gratitude is not only an emotion felt when receiving a benefit gladly, but it also is a stance toward life. And this stance is the stance that Job took and adopted in his life. Oprah Winfrey, how many have heard of Oprah Winfrey? She has a television show, and she interviews people. She interviewed a Holocaust survivor, a guy who went through the Holocaust and survived. And she asked this question to him: is there still a place inside of you that can find gratefulness, though you've been through such tragedy? And this is what he says. Absolutely, right after the war, I went around telling people, thank you just for living, for being human. And to this day, the words that come most frequent from my lips are thank you. When a person doesn't have gratitude, something is missing in his or her humanity. A person can almost be defined by his or her attitude toward gratitude. For me, every hour is grace. And I feel gratitude in my heart each time I can meet someone and look at his or her smile. Holocaust survivor. Gratitude is the way the heart remembers kindness. God wants us to be people that appreciate Him. He wants us to be people that appreciate those people that He's brought into our life to bless us, to give goodness to us. I like what David says in 1 Chronicles 17:16 in closing. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, Lord? Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? Oh, how much we have to be grateful for. How much we have to be grateful for. We cannot begin to count all the blessings that we have received from our Lord. They are as many as the stars, the blessings that we receive from the hand of God. Common mercies such as air, sun. We're still living in the land of the living. Your wife and children are still by your side. You have the Word of God. You have the Word of God written down in your hands. You have the house of God to come to every Sunday morning. You have God's enlightenment of your understanding and working in your life to prepare you for the glory that's out ahead. Oh, what things we have to be thankful for. There's always something to be grateful about. And I believe it's the best approach to life. Psalm 116, verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. Amen.